You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a bit of Polly Hill with Spooky, and we're going to be having a chat to Polly Hill on the other side of this, so stick around.
Walking walk, somehow we never see them. They want their status, the kudos and a high five. But when it comes to taking hits, they want the lifeline. We'll go then, the grown men who claim they really open. Fuck with you for talking off the record, though they're broken. Show them for the glow up, publicly they show love. As soon as you gain traction or a show, they never show up. It's all love they say, but underneath you feel the hate. They treat these spaces as if it's their own real estate. Why show up for something? Cause we had enough of words. If not, then you can save your shitty crumbs for some other birds. Ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, the ego trip, like ego trip, ego trip, the ego makes you do it. Ego trip, the ego makes you do it. And now, layer after layer, will I bear all? Just to watch my ego plummet like a fearful vehicle. To say I walk a tight rope between helplessness and divine hope. But shit, I've got these ideas, they've been coming out of my ears. And my ears don't sleep on me unless you want a nightmare. I'm stuck in a mood these days, I guess that's called the temper trap. I try to keep it straight, but wait for me to bend it back. That's what I've had, and by the bucket load, the flow was unconventional, and still I'm yelling, fuck it though. Cause my message clear like answer phones, after tones, I'm sharper than most. Even if I had half a dome, so why? Self-doubt is in my ear, and I can hear it still. Was trying to find some clarity, like I've been using Clarisil. So I can heal myself like using Annika. To shed more light than them candlesticks on Hanukkah. I'm Monica and Chandler with the banter, but you ain't my friend. And people fuck with me, but really they just play pretend. Hey you, miss me with your etiquette. Don't ever, ever fuck with me, just so you can get a kick. Ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, the ego trip, like ego trip, ego trip, the ego makes you do it. Ego trip, ego trip, the ego makes you do it. Ego trip.
Polly Hill with Spooky. Kia ora, Polly Hill. How are you?
Morena. I'm good, thank you.
It's always lovely to have you in the studio and always exciting to talk about new tunes. And you have got this fantastic new song out called Mentors.
Yeah.
And last time we had you in was when Spooky came out. We were talking about filming videos in the snow, in the depths of winter. Now we're all just sweating off everything in this sort of humid Auckland grossness.
Yeah, yeah. And Mentors is a cardio track. You listen to it at Les Mills and just pop your pussy on the treadmill. You know?
Exactly. Hey, tell us a little bit about this song, Mentors. What is the kind of, like, I guess, kickoff point for this track?
Yeah, well, so I was making beats on my little machine that I make beats on, and I found this like really yucky, like dank acid bassy sound, and then like started building a track around that. And
sick.
At no point was I like, oh, this is a Polly Hill song. I was like, I'll give this to someone who could rap on this, because
yep.
I don't really do like that kind of like high energy. And then I was like, nah, I've got bars for this. So I just jumped on it and had a bit of fun and tried to diversify. And I guess the underlying concept is like mentors is like wearing lots of hats, you know, being a scammer and a schemer, and like just if you show range in one area doesn't mean you're not still, you know, your authentic self.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of awesome as well. It kind of ties into that thing of trying out a new sound or trying out a new kind of style as well. Did you find that liberating in a way to be able to like move away, not move away, but like try out something new, a different kind of sound for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's simultaneously liberating and kind of unnerving, because you're like, have I abandoned what I set out to do? You know, like I didn't even ever think that people would ever listen to my music anyway. So it's like, it's not that high risk, but I don't know. I guess you just want to be like not pigeonholed, right? You
yeah,
be
hard.
Like if you think about, I mean, I know he's sort of problematic, but like Kanye, like every album he does is a different sound, revolutionizes like, you know, new sound. So, and he's still always him, you know?
So
I think I really admired that and was like, let me try show some range here.
It's actually so interesting how much of a reach Kanye has had across like genres. He's so influential, problematic as he is. He is so influential to people from all sorts of like backgrounds musically.
Hard.
It is pretty incredible to be able to keep innovating, I guess, that deep into your career too.
Yeah, while still like being iconic or like signature Kanye. I mean, he could probably drop like a metal album and you know what, it'd probably be good.
It would probably be good and we'd all probably be like, oh yes, was waiting for that.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a massive summer. You're up for many festivals doing all sorts of gigs and things.
Yeah, it is so funny. It's a bit funny.
Yeah.
Super stoked and grateful and it's gonna be fun, but I never really saw myself as like a festival, a summer festival. I always like fantasized about like, oh, what's my South by Southwest show gonna look like?
But
I never expected like an R&B and stuff.
But
it's sick. I mean, I think there's a real shift in the culture at the moment, because it has to shift with the circumstances. And I reckon that's a real stacked, like tasty lineup, and,
totally.
And heaps of them, they're all looking pretty good.
Yeah, and I think that it has been one of the sort of upsides to a very strange year of you know, maybe some people who weren't necessarily listening or looking in places that they should have been looking for a long time are now like, oh, hang on, look at all this awesome talent we have here. Let's book it for a big festival. Let's like put it on these like big stages and give it a different audience than maybe would normally be listening to it as well.
Yeah.
What are you, I guess, excited for about this kind of like coming season and then like next year too? Because I guess I think we're all ready to put 2020 behind
to
us.
What am I excited for? I mean, I guess like it's very bucket list, like doing these. Like, I've never attended like really a New Year's festival, let alone performed at one. So
it's a pretty good way to first festival straight to the stage. Yeah,
yeah. I'm quite excited to get like a little look into the culture and hopefully like connect with a couple people. Like, I don't know. It always surprises me. Like, I played like the Wax Mustang show the other day. Not the other day, like a couple of weeks back, and I was like a bit like, oh, will these people vibe with me? Like, I know that a big demographic is like uni lads and like the boys, and like a little bit like and then like played the show, they're really engaged, and then after it about five bros like come up and they're like, that was so sick, keep rapping, blah blah blah. I was like, well, I was gone anyway, but thank you. But
like, I appreciate the support.
So it's like, you know, it's always I think it pushes me to be like a little bit less cynical and I don't know, just enjoy like the energy, hopefully it's good. I don't know, I'm kind of just excited to do like heaps of live shows, like I don't know, and then just maybe turn a corner, do something weird, I don't know, put out some more experimental music, maybe.
Put out your metal album.
My metal album is coming, 2021.
Excited. I'm going to hold you to that. Any other people that you're excited to catch, like, play over this summer as well? Because I think that's another thing that, you know, touch wood, if we all keep washing our hands and scanning that app, you know, we get to go and see a lot of cool shows, and a lot of awesome music has been put out in the last 12 months. Anything that you're particularly like, this one is top of my list to catch?
Oh my gosh,
put you on the spot, sorry.
You really put me on the spot. I don't know, I am so excited for everyone. There's artists I've never seen before, like Paige play, like, which I think would be real cute and wonderful. And I don't know, Mermaidens, I've never seen them live. I reckon that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone. I'm such a fan of everyone.
Yeah. I think it is the season for just going and watching everything you can and getting out there, basically. We're going to listen to the track now, Mentors, by Polly Hill.
Yay.
And if people want to get this, buy this, download it, do all that jazz, where's the best place to go?
You can go to Spotify and or iTunes, or you can come see it live tonight at the Amoogie Show.
Hell
at the Tuning Fork.
Tuning Fork.
With an R. With an R?
No, tuning. Like the little thing you hit.
Right. Oh. I was picturing like a turning fork in a pasta.
Oh, I was picturing like tuning your guitar.
Yeah, no, you know those tuning forks? They look like a Y, kind of. And then you hit it and it's like, that's the note.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, I'm glad we've sorted that out.
Actually, thinking of, you know, bands that have kind of been able to have their moment, Amoogie's, I think it's amazingly, it's like their first proper headline show or something, which is crazy to me because they've been around for such a long time, absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
But it's so awesome that they're kind of able to have a massive gig at the Tuning Fork with, you know, artists like yourself. It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be so fun. I love those guys. They're so effortless, but everyone knows there's like something special about them. I think that's why they exist on the scene for ages and they like just do things according to their own.
Exactly.
Timing.
Yeah,
love
totally.
Love those guys.
Love those guys too. Love this track as well. Thank you, Polly Hill, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And have a good festive period. Have a good festival season. And we'll see you soon.
See you real soon.
She the best of all wonders to cause the shoe fair. Then I got my toe in replica Rick Owens. I could keep on going. Cause Papa was an artist too, another type to blow on pussy. Daddy couldn't make it work, so Daddy kept them on. Knows my mama was an immigrant, acceptance, even ignorance. The thing about intelligence, it comes in many different shapes and sizes. But the prices, I might as well make a mite of 10. I do it all myself. So she sells seashells by the seashore. Polly pops her pussy on the dance floor. Cause I fall like Kempler, back them and I've been more than boy. All these fucking actors out here, they need a mentor. It's mental, I'm still getting ignored. I'm still trying to hide my face, that's why I got a fringe for I've been bored. Cause back in the day when I was a teenager, I didn't think I could get any stranger. Then I met my team, now we the tastemakers. And little by little we cracking the matrix. We backing our favorites and lacking the basics. We basically running them out like some races. What a catastrophe, making me a second just to catch the beat. Cause I could be real, then I'll be faker. The butcher, the baker, the candles, the maker. You name it, I am a see, I'm on the planet. And check my demeanor, risk error, a schema. No, I blaze a lot and that's word to your soul. Cause the body's a shell, the spirit unmatched. Little by little the limits are smashed.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.